Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us again. Make sure you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything and hit that follow button on this podcast so that you never miss another episode. We're going to start off with a little bit of a recap from last week. We talked about the health benefits of massages. We talked about all the different types of massages, how to find a cheap massage, and we issued a challenge to you to start getting a massage once a month. So leave us a comment, send us a message on Instagram, and let us know how that's going for you. And that is everything for the recap. This week, we're going to start off our series about blue zones. That's been a pretty hot topic in the news recently, a lot of documentaries about it. And I think it's important to learn about the blue zones because there's a lot of little tips and tricks that you can implement into your lifestyle. It's pretty easy to do, and all these things that are done in the blue zone will help you live a longer, more fruitful, and just have a higher quality of life and just feel good throughout your life and also live really long. A lot of people in the blue zones live to be over 100. And they are still very active and healthy. So a lot of the things that we're going to talk about over the next several weeks as we break up this Blue Zones into several different episodes, you'll find that you can implement these things into your life, really easy to do, and again, just live a higher quality of life. So we're going to kick off giving you an overview of the locations of the Blue Zones, a high overview of a lot of the things that they implement into their lifestyle, and then over the next few weeks we'll go ahead and break those down for you and go and get into the more details about all the different things that are implemented in these blue zones. So you want to start off with a high overview of how it looks?
Yeah, well, just some background on like where we even heard of the blue zones. Originally, I actually have a friend of mine who I used to work with. She was getting her certification in forest therapy. And she traveled to Costa Rica to get this certification. And she was telling me how it was this blue zone area. And I'm like, what are blue zones? She's like, oh my goodness, you have to look this up. So shout out to Callie Hunter. She does have a new book coming out called Jump. But she got me into the blue zones. She like looked it up for me and we read the article together. And then, there's this documentary that came out shortly after that she had went, on Netflix. So really you and I watched the documentary and we're like, oh, this seems so interesting. And, we were very intrigued in what a blue zone was and how we could implement that into our lives because we want to also live happy, healthier, and longer lives. So what the blue zones really are, the term blue zones was first coined by Don Butner, and he is really the guy who goes through the documentary. He has a book coming out as well. And I just ordered it. So he has a book. He also has a documentary. And
really?
He's been researching these areas where there is this higher concentration of people who are living over the age of 100. So the centenarians is what they're called. So him and a couple of scientists have been researching for years of like, well, how are they living over 100 and able to still walk and like live a really good life? So the blue zones are areas around the world with the highest concentration of centenarians. They have they're called longevity hotspots. So within these blue zones, there are 9 specific lifestyle habits, and they're called the Power 9. So we'll go through the Power 9 today. But first, the places that are considered to be the blue zones are Barbagia, which is a region of Sardinia. It's a mountainous highland area in inner Sardinia. So it's the highest concentration of male centenarians there. And then Ikaria, Greece. That area has the lowest rate of middle age mortality, as well as the lowest rate of dementia. And then Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica, they have the lowest rate of middle age mortality as well, and the second highest of male centenarians live there. And then Seventh Day Adventist in Linda, California. So specifically in Loma Linda. I know there's a lot of different Seventh-day Adventists around the United States, at least. But this specific one in Loma Linda, people in that community are living at least 10 years longer than the rest of the United States, or of North America in general. And then the last location is Okinawa, Japan. And this is the area where the females are living well over the age of 70, with still like their mind being very sharp, and they are capable of being very active. So the Power 9, after they traveled to each of these areas, they came up with a list of 9 common denominators that each place were able to implement in some sort of way. So the Power 9 that they came up with was to move naturally. So, you know, living each area, the people were living in an environment that they, in some form, were able to constantly move around. So constantly getting people to move without really thinking about it. It's just like they wake up and that's what they did on a daily basis. They didn't really have that much thought of like, oh, this is technically a workout or an exercise. The people are not going to the gym. It's just what they're doing daily gets them moving to where they're able to sustain their lives and be healthy. The second is purpose. So I'm gonna mess this up, but it's ikagia. So the why you wake up in the morning. So in each of these areas, all of the people had a purpose in what they were doing, which I think is really important. And again, we'll get into these deeper in later episodes, but number 2 is purpose. Number 3 is called downshift, or like de-stressing. So a lot of people in these areas have a routine in place to where they, at the end of the day, are able to de-stress. And not just the end of the day, throughout the day as well. Number 4 is the 80% rule. And we kind of mentioned this in our diet part 2 episode. 80% rule is just that rule where you stop eating once you're 80% full. So that intuitive eating that we were talking about of like, am I really hungry right now? Or is it more of, I'm stressed and need to go work out, or I need to move, or I need to go call a friend or be around people. So they really concentrate on eating only until they're 80% full. So leaving yourself a little bit hungry at the end of their meal. And then number 5, what they're eating. So they call it plant slant. They are really following kind of what we follow with the flexitarian diet. They mainly have beans, including like fava, black, soy, and lentils. Those are like the main ingredients or the main things on their plates that every meal that they're eating. And then they'll have some pork. Usually it's on average only 5 times per month that they're eating any sort of meat. And usually it is pork, which we actually kind of were talking about earlier and saying that it's interesting that it was pork. We thought that it would be maybe more of a leaner protein of like chicken or turkey, but pork is really what they found in that research. And again, only 5 times per month that they ate any sort of meat at all. Number 6, probably my favorite, wine. A lot of the areas actually drank wine. Not that they're drinking it heavily. They drink alcohol moderately. And they're saying through this research that moderate and regular alcohol consumption, specifically wine and red wine. So again, 1 to 2 glasses a night, depending on, you know, your body makeup and male or female. But doing this and being around friends or drinking with food help them to sustain longer lives as well. Number 7, belong. So in each of those communities, each of the blue zone areas, all of the people belong to some sort of faith-based community. So faith was really important in each of the communities. And number 8, they are putting their loved ones first. So putting family first, a lot of the communities that they were researching that are considered blue zone areas actually have multi-generations of families within the homes. So keeping your aging parents and grandparents nearby or actually in your house, and then committing to a life partner. So making sure that you have that one person that you're committing to and investing with that life partner into your children. So spending time and quality time with your children and the loved ones as well. So that's kind of how they were maintaining the multi-generations. And then number 9 is having the right tribe. So the right tribe, choosing your social circle, whether it be that faith-based circle or your family, but including other families as well. So choosing a social circle that's going to also support you and support each other in that healthy behaviors. So I believe I mentioned this in a previous episode as well, that sometimes we need those accountability people in our lives, accountability partners, to make sure that we're held accountable for our own actions. I know a lot of times my husband motivates me to eat healthier, especially when he's making smoothies in the morning, and I'm like, I really want that bread right now, but I'll go with the smoothie. And then that kind of sets my day to want to be healthier throughout my day as well. So that's really the power of 9. Again, we'll go into these a little deeper in later episodes, but the life expectancy could increase by 10 to 12 years just by adopting the Blue Zone lifestyle. That's something that we thought was really interesting, and that at the end of the documentary, even they say that we can start creating those communities really where we're living. So something that I know I'm researching more about is how to create that Blue Zone community and getting it kicked off for the people around us as well.
Yeah, really good information there. As Jessica touched on, we were surprised to hear pork was one of the staples of meat. Just seems like chicken or turkey or fish would be a leaner protein, and you'd get more benefits and nutrients from that. So pretty interesting there to hear it was pork. Did you want to tell everybody what Kelly's book is about? You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, so it's actually just it just released on March 19th. And again, it's called Jump, and it's about her. It's really her story of going through chronic illnesses and how we have the power within ourselves to overcome any sort of illness. A lot of what we talk about on our podcast is being healthy, not only physically, but that mental health as well. And that really that's what's going to help us to live longer lives and to be happy with our lives too. And that's really what her book is on, is her struggle through a diagnosis that she received. I'm not going to give away too much, but buy the book called Jump. And it helped me, and I haven't read it all yet, but it's helping me to even overcome some of the obstacles that I have in my own life.
All right. You'll have to read the book to hear the rest of that. No spoiler alerts here. And we'll be breaking down those 9 topics in more detail over the next several weeks. So stay tuned to learn more about those different 9 traits that are found in these blue zones, so we can break that down for you, give you some tips on how to implement those into your life. I did come across an article actually yesterday as we were researching for this episode, and Butner, as my wife mentioned earlier, is kind of the guy who discovered all this and kind of put it into the documentary on Netflix and wrote the book, so he's kind of the expert in this field essentially. And he had a few pointers that I want to go over. Number one, eat within a 10 to 12 hour window. He knows that those people that live the longest in the world tend to get all their calories within a 10 or 12 hour window. So Butner himself has 2 meals a day. He has breakfast around 11 o'clock in the morning and a second meal around 7 p.m. So that is one good tip there, and you hear that quite a bit now. It's kind of the intermittent fasting type of deal as well, where you only eat within a certain window each day, and then you essentially fast for the rest. So definitely a good tip there to live a longer life. Beans are a major component or staple of the diet in these blue zones. So Butner, again, tries to eat about a cup of beans a day. And he says that if you do eat about a cup of beans a day, that you can live about 4 years longer. So that's pretty cool to know that if you just implement a cup of beans per day into your life, that it can really extend your life and really have a lot of benefits. Again, we'll get into more details on this stuff in a future episode. So Butner tries to start his day with some beans. He has some Sardinian minestrone, which has about 3 kinds of beans and 5 kinds of vegetables. He also adds capsaicin-rich red pepper flakes, which can increase your metabolism. And Butner tosses in some oregano and rosemary to help lower inflammation as well and get some antioxidants. So some pretty good tips there on how to prepare your beans so you can get more out of it. In terms of going out to eat, that's always best to try to cook your meals at home. You save a lot of money, but obviously you do want to get out every now and again, have a date night, and go out to eat. A lot of the things you can look for on the menu there to still eat healthy is kind of look at some side dishes oftentimes, where you can find a variety of bean type dishes, maybe some different variety of beans, whatever the restaurant may have, spinach, roasted potatoes. Those are the type of things that you can look for at a restaurant that will still help you eat healthy overall. Also going to Indian restaurants where they have a lot of plant-based options like red or green curry tofu and chickpeas is also a good option when you're going out to eat. And Butner himself doesn't eat meat at all. He's about 98% plant-based. Now, he understands that people in the blue zones definitely do eat a little bit of meat. However, again, a little bit is kind of the key there. While the average American eats about 220 pounds of meat per year, blue zone residents only eat around 20 pounds of meat annually. So that's something to be aware of. As my wife mentioned, one of our goals is to eat more plant-based and replace those animal products with plant-based products, and we've been doing that for a few months now. We've talked about that in a few episodes as well, and we'll talk more about that in the future. So again, try to find those options where you can replace the animal products with a plant-based equivalent. And we had a challenge for you a couple weeks ago on that. Challenge for this week, I think, would be good is to start implementing just one of these things that we've mentioned today into your diet, into your lifestyle, and start expanding from there. But pick one of the things that we've mentioned today and implement that into your lifestyle so you can get started on living like the Blue Zone residents do. So I believe that's all we had for this week's episode. Don't forget, follow us on Superhumanistic on everything. Leave us a rating and review so others can find this podcast. Make sure you follow us on this podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we'll see you next week when we'll continue to talk about the Blue Zone. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.